Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Daniel, and he says to keep up the good work, and I will. Today I want to cover a video from a while back called Moderate Men Going Their Own Way. Is it logical given grim marriage statistics? By Dr. Todd Grande. He used to be one of the top search results for MGTOW on YouTube. I was shocked the day I scripted this, three of the top five video results were actually mine. That doesn't usually happen. So Dr. Todd's video is an opinion piece where he tries to answer the question, does being a moderate MGTOW possibly make a man more logical and happier? Funny enough, as I was doing research for this topic, a Thinking Ape video popped up where he says that MGTOW is also not an ideology. Then it's a personal decision. Yet Dr. Todd keeps saying over and over again that MGTOW is an ideology. I tend to agree that making a decision to not get married or involved in a relationship is a choice, and not an ideology. But if a man going his own way becomes political and spreads his ideas, then I would say that that would be ideological. Todd says that the more extreme forms of MGTOW would also include men ghosting the system and living off in the woods. That we spread anger and vitriol and enthusiastically expand our belief system to other men. Well, I guess I'm guilty of that. Todd also says that the more extreme of us see MGTOW as an appropriate response to feminism, and that we paint married men as blue-pilled losers. I recently spoke to a couple of married blokes about my book that I'm working on, and I told them the title, which is Smart Men Don't Get Married, and they both laughed and agreed that it was true. That's the response I want from people. Of course, I'm writing it under a different pen name, so that'll keep me out of the limelight to some extent. Todd continues by saying that extreme MGTOWs have negative views on women, and that we think the behavior of women in society is problematic. I don't think it is. I've seen the exponential rise of tatted-up land whales riding rascals with their 110-pound pet boyfriends following them around like a dog. You've all seen it too. Dr. Todd sees more men avoiding marriage in his psychology practice and adopting the more moderate MGTOW philosophy. He makes the distinction that ghosting and trying to spread our ideas to create political societal change are not the moderate thing to do, and that the moderate men are justified in feeling that the system is against them. Cheating, false allegations, and divorce is keeping many men away from women, and it's all true. But it's a quiet decision for most guys, and there's no grandstanding. It's a moderate act in their own self-interest, but they don't spread the idea to others. Funny enough, this is the best outcome that women want. It minimizes the damage to the female collective, because guys aren't spreading these ideas. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to men going their own way are okay if they go their own way so long as they don't tell other men about their decision, Clown World show. Dr. Todd brings up another question, which is moderate MGTOW logical? And in the long term, does it work? He says that some men are better off, especially the ones that prefer not to have any responsibilities, that end up saving money and are introverts, but that for the majority of men, he doesn't see enough evidence that it's a good choice. Funny enough, he makes that claim while also saying that there are no studies to gauge the happiness of men like us in the long term. Does MGTOW lead to greater wealth accumulation? He says it does because of the high cost of children and divorce. He forgets to mention that it takes time to earn more money. It's also the lost opportunity cost of having to listen to incessant nagging, and by providing the services of an emotional tampon, they reduce your productivity through mental and emotional exhaustion. Not to mention all the time it takes to listen to all her quenching. Dr. Todd also says that women suffer in the long term if they get divorced. What I've seen says that women do better financially when divorced when compared to women that never married. Yes, it's true that men have greater short-term consequences with divorce. But it's BS when he says that divorced women are in greater poverty, especially when so many of them keep getting money for years or decades from the fellow that they were formerly married to. Another contradictory thing he says is that 70-80% of people that stay married are unhappy, but the happiest people are those that are married and not divorced. how exactly does that work? So the happiest people are married, and of those, 70 to 80% are unhappy. What kind of psycho wizardry is this? The bottom line is that if you get married, that means that 85 to 90% of all marriages end in divorce or unhappiness. Those odds are worse than playing a game of reverse Russian roulette, where you put 9 bullets in the revolver and hope that when you pull the trigger next to your temple, it's the only chamber that's empty. I know, a revolver has less in its chambers, but it still sounds like it should be one of the games in the second season of Squid Game. I can't wait for that to come out. Dr. Todd also asked the important question, is going your own way in the longer term sustainable? Yes, for me it is. But it depends on how thirsty you are for crotch fruit. He also seems to believe that adopting the ideology, actually it's more of a philosophy, comes with challenges of loneliness and depression. But I've always said that you've got to go out there and find your own passion instead of plowing that pussy. He says to understand the risk of relationships but limit it by getting therapy, even if it limits your chances of failure in a relationship by a small amount. He also doesn't do a good job defining ideology itself. Also, as I was scripting this, if by artificial synchronicity I ran into that Stardust Thinking Ape video called MGTOW is not an ideology. He says it's much more than just going your own way. If it were an ideology, it would have a lot more overlap, politically and socially. But MGTOW can't be a shared set of ideals in all men because each of us pursues different things. The one thing I think is important to talk about is to answer the question, are MGTOWs crazy? Clearly we're not crazy, and learning about female nature teaches us that society was making us crazy in the first place, through our socialization, and that MGTOW is men finally regaining their sanity. At first it feels so wrong thinking like this, and we realize it's the truth, but it feels wrong talking about female nature. My own internal programming had to be broken, and I had to fight my inner white knight at first. My first red pill in my life was learning that mass marketing had made me insane chasing consumer goods that I didn't need. The depression I felt after making that realization was my belief system crumbling. The same happens when you go your own way and no longer see women with rose-colored glasses. But now you're wearing your period blood bifocals. It's like another pill I took in 2005 that we can't live in a world that has infinite growth on a finite planet. I thought that couldn't be, and the only way I could actually prove it to myself and that I wasn't crazy was to go to old oil-producing regions and see all the dry wells. The way I conclusively proved that I wasn't crazy when it came to female nature was to keep dating and to start seeing women's behavior like pre-programmed NPCs. That's when I realized that all of the love songs, love movies, and romantic things were encouraging my mouth to munch on muff. Besides Dr. Todd Grande, Jordan B. Peterson called us weasels, and he's a clinical psychologist too. But he apologized later after Karen Strawn seemingly straightened him out. Again, you're insane when you're in love, as the ancient Greeks would say, and he loves his wife and daughter oh so much. My experience with most, if not all, therapists out there that I've met is that they all seem to have these meek, delicate, effeminate features or demeanor, even if they're over 6 feet tall. They come across as looking like Red Shirt Riker from Star Trek, but behaving more like Blue Shirt Picard. I've had half a dozen of them in my lifetime. Maybe they were so passive because it was a routine to make sure they didn't get on the bad side of their patients. Grande looks the same as my first psychologist. It's crazy. No pun intended. How he promotes dating and marriage while understanding the risks, even though 70 to 80% of those that are married are miserable. How can you take advice from someone that says, if you listen to them, you will have a 1 in 5 chance of being happy? Those aren't odds I like at all. Back when I took group therapy, what I noticed is that when I spoke, I commanded the attention of the entire room. I don't know if that's what you call charisma, or if people were just gaining insight from me that they found useful. Maybe it was just that the other people drove everyone else crazy. Who knows? Maybe the therapists have to come off as being mild-mannered because they are limited in what they can actually do when it comes to giving people advice, and their behavior is just about support. Who knows? As for Dr. Todd, I think he just made videos about MGTOW to bring attention to his channel, as he was basically initially growing it. I just think it's nuts how few people get therapy, and having a guy like him to listen to must be comforting to a lot of people. I just think that going your own way in the red pill rage is a man finally coming to his senses and becoming sane, possibly for the first time in his life. And it pisses me off that people speak about it as if it were something abnormal, that this world works really hard to make us insane, and that taking a red pill on money, women, energy, and the mass media, as well as consumerism, or just about anything else they've been lying to us about, is like taking a sanity pill, because your entire life you've been fed crazy pills. The post-red pill malaise or depression is because you feel betrayed by the human species. You lose your faith in humanity because they lie to you, to take advantage of you financially as a consumer, to buy things you don't need, as well as a husband by putting yourself in a difficult position to take care of a woman so the government doesn't have to, by the financial system because they print money and debase your savings, and the only way to beat it is to put your money in the markets, be they housing or stock markets, and deal with the emotional roller coaster ride as those prices go up and down. The final thing would be energy by living in either a suburban house or a skyscraper, neither of which are ready for a different energy future. Once you wake up, it's like the old version of you dies, a version that was only alive in the first place because of treachery by those that actually want to rule over you and use you as an emotional or economic tampon. They have to maintain a lie because that's the only way they get to keep their manslaves. Slaves that are only slaves because they haven't freed their minds yet. A psychologist certainly won't help you do that most of the time. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Daniel for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this crazy topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that everyone wants to smash their own ideology into your brain so that you behave the way they want you to. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. If you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that make you think you're crazy because you won't let them dump all their crazy onto you away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.